Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news. Classes at one Miami area high school have returned to normal after police responded to a peaceful student protest. Several students were taken away in handcuffs, however. Local media say a small number of officers and students received minor injuries. The nearby exit from I-95 was shut down, although the highway itself was not. Our affiliate WSVN spoke with one student who said the whole thing started as a protest after the principal put a popular student into a chokehold yesterday. The Homeland Security Department is helping Las Vegas police to investigate how the deadly poison ricin ended up in a hotel room. Police found the chemical in a package turned in by a hotel customer. Several people were quarantined. They're being watched, but they are in good condition. So far, there are no signs of any terrorist connection. However, authorities say there are no legal or proper reasons for an ordinary person to possess ricin. The British military is pulling Prince Harry out of Afghanistan immediately. He was secretly deployed in December. CNN and other major news organizations knew about it, but the British military asked us not to report it for the sake of his safety and the safety of his fellow soldiers. The news blackout was broken yesterday in the U.S. by the Drudge Report website, which cited an Australian women's magazine. Shortly after that, several Islamist websites alerted militants to be on the lookout for Prince Harry. Turkey says it has ended an offensive against Kurdish rebels in Iraq. It says it killed 240 rebels during the mission. The rebels have carried out attacks in Turkey from bases in Iraq. Turkey says its decision to withdraw was not influenced by pressure from the U.S. You know you're supposed to keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel, right? Well, starting tomorrow, even more reason to do so. Text messaging while driving is against the law in New Jersey. It's the first state to make texting a primary offense, so that means police need no other reason to pull you over. And if you are caught typing on a keypad, you could get slapped with a $100 fine. You've been warned. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.